Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everyday Prophecy. My name is Prophet Christy Eldridge, and the Lord has a really good word for you today. So, Holy Spirit, I need your help. I need your grace. Lord, I pray for your presence on this podcast. Lord, I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come with your manifest presence. I just pray every person that comes and listens to this word will experience your love, your mercy, your grace, your power, Lord. Thank you. We just need you, Holy Spirit. We just want you, Holy Spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, over your family, over myself, my family. I plead the blood of Jesus over this podcast. In Jesus' name, help, Holy Spirit. So he wants me to read the first scripture he gave me, and it's Matthew 7, 21 through 23 in the New King James. I'll read that now. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. This scripture just strikes, has in the past just put this fear of God in my heart. And the Holy Spirit just wants to unpack this for us today. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Just speak to us. Speak to us, Lord. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, I'm looking for those who know me, who are seeking to know me, seeking to hear my voice, who want to be with me. Those ones where that is their main goal and purpose, not ministry activity, says the Lord. He says ministry activity will not get you into heaven. Knowing the Lord is eternal life. As stated in John 17:3. He just says, make that your aim. Knowing me, being with me. He says the rest will come. The rest will come. He says the firm foundation has to be laid first. He says, otherwise, how will you even know what the will of my Father in heaven is? I'm just going to read Matthew 7:21 again here. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, how do you know what the will of my Father in heaven is for you if you don't know me, if you don't hear his voice, if you don't seek him first? Above everything else. He just says, listen, it's time in prayer, time in the secret place, time in the closet, time talking to the Lord. He says, I require your time alone with me. I hear the Holy Spirit talking about, like, you know, it's not the Tuesday night or Bible study or the, you know, even feeding the homeless, even prophetic ministry. He says those things are good, but without me, you have nothing. I'm reminded of John 15:5. It says, you know, apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from the Lord, we can do nothing. He is the vine and we are the branches. He says, that's just busy work. I don't want busy work. I want you. He says, I don't want your busy work. I want you for all eternity. How will you know your calling? How will you know the destiny on your life? How will you know the good works that I have set for you to do? How will you know what those are unless you press into me? He says, I hold the keys. I hold the keys to the kingdom. He says, they're accessed through my heart. He says, join your heart to mine. Rekindle your first love for me. Ask me to help you. Ask me. Yeah, it'll be my great joy to reignite your heart, the first love fire for me. It's my great joy. It's like, never stop asking for that. Never stop asking for that. He says, pray for hunger. Pray for hunger. Cry out for hunger, spiritual hunger. He says, I will satisfy you. Matthew 7:22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? The Holy Spirit says, apart from knowing the Lord, these actions come from a place of selfish ambition. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He says, say it again. So, apart from knowing the Lord, these ministry actions, you know, these are ministry actions. Prophesying, casting out demons, doing many wonders. He said, these are Christians. Apart from really knowing the Lord, These ministry actions are motivated by selfish ambition. He just says, let me build the house. Let me build the house. I just feel his heart right now is talking about, you know, Acts in Acts chapter 1. I think it's around verse 4. Could be wrong here, but, you know, he's getting ready to ascend to be with the Father. Jesus was crucified, and he says, okay, to disciples, he's like, wait. Go and wait in the upper room and pray, you know, wait for the promise of the Father. He's telling him, like, don't go out trying to do without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Don't be going out trying to do things in your own strength. And he says, I'm telling you that today. He says, pray and wait on me. He says, doing what you think is right, apart from seeking me first in prayer, is lawlessness. It's backwards. It's out of order. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's out of order. He says, say it again. Help me, Holy Spirit. Shabakana hiere sedididididi. Doing what you think is right, sounds right, apart from, before seeking the Lord in prayer, waiting on the Lord and seeking Him in prayer, it is out of order. It is out of order. Says there's much ministry activity in the body of Christ today. I'm talking to Christians, he says. There's much ministry activity in the body of Christ today. And it's not of me. They're expending energy. They're spinning their wheels. Doing things that I never asked them to do. Many are trying to build a name, trying to build a ministry, trying to build a building, an empire, and it's not of me. These ones are practicing lawlessness. So I just hear him saying a scripture, but I need to open my Bible and turn there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. He says, let me build your house. Wait on me. It's like you'll know when it's time. You're not going to miss it. He says, I'm laying a foundation. He says, our relationship is more important to me than your ministry. I just felt the Holy Spirit say, if you get this one upside down, it's going to topple. If you get this one upside down, the house will topple because it will be built on you and not on the Lord. He says this is not a condemning word. This is a strong word, given in love. He says less doing and more seeking. And he wants me to end the word there. He wants me to end the word there. And so I bless each and every one of you in the name of Jesus to seek the Lord, to wait on the Lord, to let him build your house. Hallelujah. He is good. He is worthy. God bless you.